For a while anyway, things are kind of quiet here. As I mentioned before, it's not Angie, Mother, it's Adele. Is here. And Adele is a friend of Pauline's who's in the Air Force. Right now she's stationed out in Bunker Hill, Indiana. And she caught a flight over here for leave, and she'll be going back on July 10th. As a matter of fact, I think Pauline will be going back with her for 30 days or 25 days or something like that, because she received word this week that her mother had a slight shock, because her mother is 82, 83, something like that. So, I don't know how serious she is. I don't think she's that serious, but because of her age and all, Pauline does feel that she should be going home. So, I don't know if she's going to try to hop it or try to go commercial. But anyhow, she'll be going back. And right now, she's at the bullfight. Three nurses from Port Leote dropped up unexpectedly. One we knew at St. Albans. They're up here for the weekend. So I guess Pauline, who was on nights and can ill afford to spend the time up, kind of got stuck with a chaperone around, taking around a little bit. And they wanted to go to the bullfight tonight. And there's 12 bulls, and the fight can begin at 6 o'clock. So, boy, it'll be around 10 by the time we even get through. Oh, probably 9. And she'd asked me if I would take them to dinner later on someplace, and I said yes, because I don't want to bother cooking, and neither does Pauline, of course. Not now, not this hour. We didn't know they were coming up. They're not staying with us, it's staying with the BOQ. Gee, I think that this might be a little bit too soft. So anyhow, it'll depend. Let me play this back and see if it's working all right. I guess it was a little too soft. Maybe the tapes are getting worn out after 6 months of use, you know, and maybe that's why they're not recording too well, because I would imagine that eventually they have to be replaced. But as I was saying, I bet that's it. But anyhow, as I was saying, they went to the bullfights tonight, and it's 8:30 now, and they're not back yet. But I didn't want to go, because I had a couple of tapes here, one from the Lutfies, and one from Jeanette, and one from you. So I wanted to hear them, and at least start to answer them, so that you'd have mail sometime during the week. And I'll try to remember to answer the questions that you asked. I think I explained now who Adele was. She's from Lowell, by the way, I think. Or New Hampshire, someplace around there, originally. And, Dad, you asked about... No, you didn't ask me what the pillars were in the picture. You did ask me who the child was in the picture, and I said it was probably the neighbors. But as far as the pillars are concerned, I don't know. Now, let me explain why. This was an aerial view. And if you take a close look at the picture, and I would think it would show up, our house is completely walled in, and all the other houses are walled in, too. Now, the pillars are not behind our house. They're behind walls. I mean, they don't belong to our house. So what they're for, I don't know, because it must be next door. There are some houses next door, and there are gardens. I think even they might even show up in the aerial view. But someone said there was at one time a factory there. I don't know. I've never been on the other side of the wall. In fact, the back of the place is walled in, too. There's a good big garden there, and one of these days I'll take pictures of it and send you. We don't use the garden. The Casillas use it more than we do, but it's there anyway for whoever wants to use it. Of course, they have all their children there, and the nieces and nephews. And, oh, you mentioned on a previous tape something about sending little Maria something, and I think that's very thoughtful of you. I don't know if I imagine I didn't answer that tape yet, but it's very kind of you and it's very thoughtful of you, but no, I wouldn't. They are very, very wealthy, and they can well afford to buy their children anything they want, although the thought's quite nice. Now, I have given her, well, the things that they would like, I mean, although they have a great deal of money, they don't, the children aren't allowed to display this in any way. I mean, they live very, very simply by our standards, but the mother owns a dress shop for children. The father owns the auto radio shop in Porto, selling anything from stoves and televisions and radios to, and the butane concession. I should explain, the butane is what we have to use to for gas, and you get a tank, and it maybe lasts 2 months or so, depending upon how much cooking you do, and then you get another tank. And they have this concession, so they are not badly off at all. Besides, the father owns some bulls someplace, in some of the bull farms. I don't know which one. And let's see. The other day they were here, I think I may have mentioned that they were talking about some factory meeting or something. And I asked what factory, just in conversation, and it was Cruz Campo, that they own a Cruz Campo factory, and Cruz Campo was the leading beer in Spain, or at least in Andalusia. Just a second. One day, when she was over, I gave her the capo from my guitar, because I don't know if you remember, but it's something to make the pitch of your guitar higher. I bought it in the drum and bugle shop up on State Street one day. And I think they're about a dollar. But they can't get anything that nice over here. And she was so impressed with it. That, and of course, she plays guitar much more than I do. I gave it to her. And of course, she was thrilled with this. And, well, that's very thoughtful of you. And I appreciate it. I don't think that you should bother. Let's see, what else did you ask me on that on the tape? Oh, I was very sorry to hear about Marguerite Conley's death. But post-operative heart surgery is touch and go, you know. And they lose a certain percentage, and you can't fight the statistics, which is a very cold thing to say. And I know it sounds terrible to say it, but you're going to lose a certain percentage, and that's it. Unfortunately, I only know only too well the heartbreak and involved in heart surgery, and have witnessed myself many times, either death postoperatively or death on the table. Also, I've witnessed many successes, but I'm afraid to say I've witnessed more deaths even on the table. So it's unfortunate. But I'm very happy that Charlie's on his way home, and that, or is home now, and I think he will do better in the hospital. Although I think he was in a very good hospital in New York, but I know it's a strain going back and forth, and thank God he's doing better, and I hope that they get him a good surgeon in Springfield and somebody who really knows what he's doing. Although the second operative procedure is not particularly bad by any means if he survived the peritonitis. This is the difficult thing, and he must have been in fairly good condition to... and fortunately, he had lost weight, too, because the more weight he had, the harder his heart would have had to work. Aren't you glad that you you mentioned it to me? Gee, I keep thinking I hear a car in the yard, and I hope not, because I want to get this tape out tonight if it's possible. And, of course, I was happy to hear about the girls getting ready to go on their long jaunt, and I know that they're... excited, and I know that you're glad they've gotten on their way. By the way, I did get a very nice letter from Phyllis today, and she mentioned